taken by itself or in isolation. House Bill 1801 is amended, somewhat unorthodox, because it provides for a very material supplemental appropriation to a prior approved General Appropriations Act for the 15-16 fiscal year, the year we're in right now. Most likely the largest supplement in the Commonwealth's history. But when taken in conjunction with the act signed by the governor in December, it provides for general appropriation spending at a level largely consistent with the base of spending for the 14-15 fiscal cycle, while with the use of responsible, I emphasize that, responsible cash management and revenue and expense recognition practices, provides for historic new investments in K through 12 education, early education, and higher education. And as part of this, it takes a tremendous step in fulfilling the Commonwealth's obligations to many school facility and capital projects. It fulfills the Commonwealth's obligations to health care for lower income citizens and children, long-term care for our seniors and public safety. It does this primarily by restoring the significant vetoes made by the governor to the appropriations provided for these needs in the act sent, the measure sent to him in December. Provides for significant new investments and important programs to advance agricultural interests in the Commonwealth, our state's largest industry. Provides for greater investment and opportunities for our senior citizens for community settings and long-term care. Provides for increased investment to serve additional individuals with disabilities with important services. And additional investments to maintain Pennsylvania's rich historical heritage, all without raising taxes on our citizens and job creators. Mr. President, as you know, we are aware that this proposal is a proposal which the governor has significant concerns with. In this regard, it is important for me to note on behalf of the Senate Republican Caucus that we have made every effort over many months to build reasonable consensus with the Chief Executive regarding our joint responsibilities on the fiscal affairs of this government. Yet, at this time, it is my sincere belief, in March of 2016, entering the final quarter of the fiscal cycle without a final spending plan for the Commonwealth, that we must collectively come to a conclusion that behind the numbers, outside these marble pillars, are the people in our communities, the school children, the families, the senior citizens, who depend on our ability to serve their needs. And what a majority of this assembly can approve and advance to the governor's desk for his consideration at this critical moment represents over 97%, I repeat that, represents over 97% of the total spending which the governor had indicated that he would consent to. This proposal admittedly does leave a gap in total projected revenue and expense for 16-17. We know that. However, we are currently in consideration of the 2016-17 budget, as we always are, and we can and we will consider methods and initiatives over the next several months to address this imbalance in finalizing our obligations for the prospective fiscal year. But, Mr. President, as far as our most pressing obligations today, at this critical moment, we must embrace the bigger picture. Embrace the 97% of our 2015-2016 general fund initiatives for which consensus has been reached. To do so is to simply ensure that at this critical moment, collectively, all branches of government, that this government does its best to continue to meet its constitutional obligations to its citizens.